Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We've got a lot to get to today. We'll talk about Jason, you should have been here for the insanity yesterday when I had a caller get mad at me and said LeBron wasn't even a top five player in the NBA anymore.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, thank you. And we'll talk about Kevin Love getting back on the court. We'll do some college football later, Daryl Ryder later. But we begin with the big news of the day. You know, a little before 1 o'clock this afternoon, we got word around the water cooler that the Indians had a big announcement to make. And everybody here was getting excited. Off the air, Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps were saying, oh, maybe they'll stun us all and sign Bryce Harper. Maybe they'll sign Manny Machado. And then Jonathan Peterman was like, maybe they'll sign Marwin Gonzalez. I'm like, that's less exciting, but that'd be cool if they signed Marwin Gonzalez. Well, the big news is that Francisco Lindor is hurt. So a offseason that has been just lousy so far for the Indians, guys, just got worse. Now, how much worse? I don't think we know yet, but this is not good news that Lindor is likely to miss the beginning of the season. How much time will he miss? Oh, we'll see.
But how severe is this calf injury?
Severe enough that he's out 7 to 9 weeks.
Listen, I saw the press release from Bart. It's a 7 to 9 weeks, as you just mentioned, and that makes me think this is pretty significant. I mean, we're talking about I'll talk to Dr. Dan about it, but I mean, the 7 to 9 weeks on a calf strain, dude, listen, you know me. I've strained my calves many times. A good calf strain, you're out a month.
Yeah.
He probably tore that thing a little bit pretty good.
And if they're saying 7 to 9.
7 to 9. I mean, that's a pretty significant. And they say strain's a tear. Micro tears. I mean, this is not good for him.
Now, the language in there says 7 to 9 weeks before he's ready for major league game action. So
Maybe he's rehabbing here.
Yeah,
a month, maybe.
Like maybe is he going to be in spring training at the end of spring training? I don't know. Now listen, is it possible he's going to be back by opening day? Sure, but what worries me about this, a strained calf, as you referred to, Dustin and Jason, is that this sounds like an injury that you're going to be worried about even when he comes back.
So it's different sports, but again, I'll go back to my specialty.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson had a really serious calf injury last year, and he wasn't the same all year. Now it's a little bit different, obviously, baseball to basketball, but shortstop kind of needs both calves to be working properly.
Yeah.
And I guess the bigger concern for me even is we make fun of spring training, how long it is, and it's a waste of time. It's not. It's really important because history will show you guys who missed all of spring training – it affects them all year long. Alex Cobb signed late last year with the Orioles, missed all of spring training, had the worst year of his career, was batting practice pitcher the first half of the season.
Lance Lynn
is another great example.
Yeah.
Kendry Morales a few years ago held out through all of spring training, signed really late with the Mariners, had the worst season of his career.
Arrieta last year, it wasn't terrible, but it was
but
his worst year in a few years.
Yeah.
Kipnis.
I mean, you miss spring training, yes. That's it.
It follows you. It follows you.
It's an issue.
It takes a really long time.
I think guys in all sports, I mean, even in football, same thing. I mean, like you miss that period of getting acclimated and getting your timing and your rhythm down and getting in shape.
Yeah.
It definitely takes a toll on the regular season. So this is, it's a concern. Like, is he going to miss the whole year? Clearly not. You would assume that he'd be back and be able to go. And he's such an elite athlete that you hope that he's not affected by it and he's able to just to get right back into his rhythm. But there is a concern, especially for a team that has made relatively no moves. The roster has gotten worse year over year. And now your star player, the guy that, you know, arguably an MVP candidate, is now going to miss a couple of months. You know, it's scary.
MLB.com, in fact, this morning, or maybe it was last night, put out an article, and they were ranking the 10 best duos in Major League Baseball. And Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor were picked as tied for first.
Wow.
As the best combo.
Who are they tied with? I would have said top three. If you asked me, I would have said
they
top
tied three. With Mike Trout and Andrelton Simmons.
That's pretty good.
And that's only because the Simmons is Angels' number two player isn't quite as good as Lindor or Ramirez.
Right.
But it's as good a combo as there is in the game. The problem is the rest of the lineup is pretty much average or below.
Yep.
And so, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, if Francisco Lindor misses 2 weeks and he's fine the rest of the year, then this was not a big deal.
Right.
But so I'm not going to go bananas and say this is a total disaster. I don't want to go crazy about it, guys. But as you guys have already alluded to, we don't know. Like, how much is he going to be back for the last 2 weeks of spring training? Either way, if he's not going to be ready for game action for 2 months, then he's going to miss most, if not all, of spring training. So that's a huge concern, the recurrence of injury. And they have no – they already had no depth in the lineup.
Right.
You know, the possibilities to fill in, you got – you know, they have Yu Chang, who's a prospect. Not an elite prospect, but he's a prospect. Maybe he's ready. You know, Max Moroff is a guy they got from the Pirates in that Eric Gonzalez deal, but he's not a starting player. And the Indians have shown no inclination that they're going to spend any money. I have no reason to believe that they'll spend money. You know, they've signed a few veterans to minor league contracts the last couple of days, guys who are maybe bench players at best. I mean, there's guys out there they could sign, but I have no reason to believe they're going to do it.
No, I don't think they're going to do it. I mean, why? They wouldn't even sign their own guys back for relatively small numbers, right?
Well, some guys, some bigger than others.
Like they've basically let how many dollars have they let walk out the door? 20-something million?
30.
More than that.
25 to 30 million, I think, from last year's payroll to now.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Andrew Miller, Allen, and Brantley. That's about 30 million just in those three guys. Yep. Toss in, now, some of the other guys you don't really care about that much, but you were paying Lonnie Chisenhall.
Yep.
You were paying Zach McAllister. You were paying Josh Tomlin.
Yep.
You know, and then the guys you traded. So, you know, you want to say Encarnacion Santana's a wash, basically, roughly, okay. But you traded Yan Gomes.
Yep.
You traded, what's his name? First baseman, whose name is escaping me.
The first baseman?
Encarnacion?
No.
You said Yan
the
Gomes.
The first baseman they traded to the White Sox.
Oh.
I just threw a blank on his name.
Yeah, I did too. This is bad.
None of us can think
this is bad. Thank you. That's bad.
Terrible job by all of us.
What
totally
an impact he had on the season.
Lord Baseball, right. Come on, get it right.
Yeah. they've cut a ton of payroll. And yeah, they some of the payroll's gone up because Lindor's making more money and Bauer's making more money. I don't think there's anybody else making significantly more this year.
No. I mean, I would argue that this was the most significant injury that they get a position player.
Yeah.
Like, shortstop's the most important position on the field.
Yeah.
Even this is worse than Jose. Like, this is
right.
Of all the guys in lineup, you say you cannot lose this guy out of the lineup.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yes. Their lineup stinks.
It's going to be a lot of, if they're going to win without Frankie, it's going to be a lot of 3-2, 2-1, 2-0 games.
Yeah. You don't know what you get. Offensively, you have no idea what you're getting out of catcher.
Nope.
Jason Kipnis has been a subpar player for 2 years in a row.
Yep.
And I know he's a little better second half of last year, but still not very good. Carlos Santana at this point is a league average player. I don't know. I like the potential of Jake Bowers, but we don't know ready.
Right.
And their outfield, there's nobody in their outfield that you could say for certain is even a league average quality hitter.
Jordan Luplow doesn't do it for
you? No. So you're going, if Lindor's out of the lineup, you're going
to
you're probably going to get below league average play in almost every spot in the lineup besides Ramirez and maybe Santana, hopefully Kipnis and Bauer. But I mean, that's a big issue. And again, there's no reason for them not to, they should have tried to sign Marwin Gonzalez already.
Yes.
How about Josh Harrison?
Yep.
You could have Josh Harrison play third base and put Ramirez at short until Lindor comes back, and then you figure it out. I mean, then you could play Josh Harrison at second and move Kipnis to the outfield or whatever. Josh Harrison, he could probably play first. He's a flexible guy. If he had to, whatever. I mean, you make it work. You find a guy, and they haven't shown any. I mean, signing. I don't like to get too worked up about minor league signings, but I will if that's all they do. Like. Matt Joyce and Deioner Navarro and Ryan Flaherty.
Right.
These guys are fringe roster players at best. And Matt Joyce looked like he was completely shot last year. So, I don't know what their plan is, but now you just lost your best player for at least some time. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. And
what's the win total in Vegas, Adam? Do you know offhand?
It's still pretty high. A lot of the
I saw Pecota had him at like 96 wins.
Well, because Pecota value, you know, puts so much on the starting pitching.
If this team wins 96 games,
I'll be stunned.
Then Tyler Naquin must be an all-star this year.
Yeah, I don't know how they must be. I'm pretty sure they're heavy. They base it on the starting pitching. It was probably I'd love to see what they're.
It's at 91.
Vegas has
Vegas 91.
90 and a half. Excuse me.
Yeah, I didn't even have him for that high before Lindor got hurt, and now you know, we don't know how long he's going to miss, but the division is a little better.
Take the under.
It's a little better.
I'm telling you, the Twins are a lot better than people realize.
The Twins should have done more this offseason.
I agree.
The Indians are primed to be caught. If the Twins would go out and sign Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell right now, with the lineup they have, they could win the division.
Keuchel. Even just
the Twins' win total is 85.
That's not, and Indians what 91?
91.
Yeah, it's only six difference.
I mean that's a Lindor injury.
Yeah, I mean it could be depending on how bad the injury is, and again if the Twins go out and make another move here, which they should,
doesn't sound like they are either though.
No,
like they're staying.
It doesn't, which is silly. I mean Minneapolis is a pretty big market.
Yeah,
and when that team's good, the fans go there.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.